You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is FPL Focal. If you're listening to this on the Fantasy Football Scout page, please check out my own podcast on Apple Music, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Just search for FPL Focal. Welcome back for another video. It's time for the Game Week 16 episode of The Experts, the last one for a while. As always, every week we reveal the Experts team before the deadline, plus look at their transfer plans, captaincy, and more. This wisdom of the crowd approach will guide you to better decisions and a better rank. So if you'd like to improve your rank and get help winning in mini leagues, make sure you're subscribing to the channel. There'll also be World Cup content to come over the break and some original football content on the new second channel. So make sure you subscribe to that too. Links below. Starting off with the manager highlight, we have a new name on top, which is Charlie Marshall. He's up to 3.7k overall after scoring 77 points in Game Week 16. His total points are 949 now, and he could break the 1,000 mark this game week. I spoke to him this week, and he'd actually planned to change the captain off Haaland, but couldn't because of the crash, so he could have been on even more points. His last six finishes are inside the top 100k, including a top 10k and top 1k finish. With unlimited transfers coming after Game Week 16, there's no real reason to roll. As such, only 3% of the experts are rolling this week. 74% are making one transfer, 21% are making two transfers, and 2% are making three transfers. There's a surprising amount of hits, considering Game Week 16 is your only shot for it to be repaid. 5 experts are taking a -4 here, and 1 expert's taking a -8. In terms of which players they're transferring in and out, here's the most popular transfers. 37% of the experts that are making a transfer are getting Nunez in. It is a great fixture for Liverpool up against Southampton, and if you can afford him, Nunez is a great transfer this week. We've even got a couple of experts with him captain, more on that shortly. 10% have transferred Salah in, he's also very capable of a haul this week. It is a difficult one if you're a De Bruyne owner though. He has been sold by 8% of the experts who are probably making the switch. We're at the point where we can't afford to take a one-week pun, and Martial's certainly in that territory who some experts have picked up. He scored midweek in the League Cup and faces Fulham on Sunday. Perisic is a bit of a punt as well. He has been playing out of position in the front two of Kane the last few matches, though in the League Cup both Richarlison and Kulusevski made the bench, so we may see either of them return to the starting 11 in Game Week 16, which might mean Perisic moves to left wing-back. 25% are selling Mitrovic, who is rumoured to be out for Game Week 16 and may miss some of the World Cup too. Solanke is another forward among the most transferred in, and he is home to Leeds before the break. Foden was rested midweek in the League Cup along with De Bruyne, and therefore may actually return to the starting 11 in Game Week 16. The pattern in recent weeks has been that he's played midweek and missed the Premier League games. We could see the opposite for the final game week. Nonetheless, 5% of the experts are selling Foden. So as we head into the World Cup break, we now have 100% of wildcards used by the experts. The last remaining one was used in Game Week 15. 2.1% have used the free hit, 1.8% have bench boosted, 0.7% have triple captained. We may have our first double game week of the season as soon as Game Week 19, just after the break, which will be the first real opportunity to use some of those chips if you still have them. Onto the expert captaincy, and this week it is Haaland back on top of 79% of the vote. He was named in the Man City squad that faced Chelsea midweek as well, an unused substitute on the bench. It's looking like another game week for waiting on potential last minute news as it was last week. We'll be live for the deadline stream once again, and any last minute news that we get will be covered. Salah second on the captain poll of 10% of the vote, followed by De Bruyne, Nunez and Kane. If you want to finish before the break with a differential captain to Haaland, who will undoubtedly be the most popular one again, then these are the best alternatives here. My top pick would be Salah. So on to the experts team reveal, and this is pulled from all the experts team collated together for the highest owned players within budget, and the team is as follows. It's Pope in goal, though Ward is on the bench, he's perhaps an option too. Newcastle do have better clean sheet odds between the two teams however, so Pope gets the nod. Cancelo, Trippier and Guehi is the back three. A midfield of Salah, Martinelli, Saka and Zaha, and a front three of Mitrovic, Haaland and Wilson. If Mitrovic is confirmed out, then we saw Nunez, Solanke and Kane among the most transferred in forwards, though their ownership not projected to be high enough to make the aggregated team. Doug and Andreas are both good options to start to, and they make the bench. If Mitrovic is out, then we at least know that Andreas will be on penalty and free kick duties, having scored a penalty last game. Game Week 17 is going to be a crucial episode of the experts, as we all start fresh again. So if you want to start on the front foot next month, hit subscribe and do drop this a like if it has been useful. We'll also be reopening the doors for more experts to join the series, so look out for a post on Twitter and YouTube nearer Game Week 17. So as usual, each game week we ask the experts to offer their insight and tips for the game week ahead. FPL SMR says, with so many avenues for points, I'm hoping I can cope with being Haalandless, make or break game week. Psycho FPL says, one last roll of the dice, best one week puns, Darwin, Rashford, Kulusevski and Trossard. FPL Deb says, looking forward to resetting the team. Flair Player says, unless you're taking a hit for a captain, a -4 is unlikely to pay off for 1 week. Marco says, remember this game is meant to be fun. How often do you get a chance to take a punt with little to no risk? Oh, and don't wait until 10:45 to make your transfers. FPL Sloppy says, I think Liverpool go big versus Southampton. I'm targeting that fixture with Liverpool attackers. Morton Gamps Edison says, I'm not waiting for City team news again this week, having been burned the last 2 weeks and not been able to make any changes, would have been on plus 17 points. I'll make my transfers Friday evening and sleep like a baby. And lastly, Gio Alcaron says, enjoy the break. And I'll echo that last one, thanks for watching all the FPL content this side of the World Cup. I know some of you won't be playing World Cup Fantasy, so I'll see you on the other side of the break. I've also launched a new channel, Focal Football, where I'll be working on some original football content over the break, non-FPL videos. There's a link below to that, go subscribe there too. See you on the deadline stream.